Welcome to Magical Moms Travel Podcast. I am April.
I am Carla.
And I'm Lena.
Together, we will spill the tea on the highs and lows and hilariously ugly moments of planning a magical family vacation with insider tips, expert tricks, and the enchanting magic that ensures your trip will be truly unforgettable.
So buckle up for the wildest ride of the wilderness.
Welcome back to Magical Moms Travel Podcast, where we dive deep into all things Disney and Universal to help make your vacation dreams come true. In today's episode, we're talking all about traveling to Disney World with small kids, our tips and tricks, and how you may just miss the mark if you don't explore visiting Disney sooner than later.
All right, so I'm going to start off this episode talking about, I truly feel that when families say that they want to wait until their kids are older to go to Disney, that they truly might be missing the mark. And here's why from my perspective. First of all, one, I can totally relate to that on so many accounts. If you remember from previous episodes, I shared my story of how old my kids were. I have three kids. I have three daughters. Right now they are 10, 7, and 3. But when we first started going to Disney, my oldest daughter was 3 and my second daughter was like just shy of 1. And we were approached to go to Disney by our aunt, to keep sharing the story, because we literally would have never gone if it was just my husband and I. Disney would have never come up. And that is for the exact reasons that so many families tell all three of us. We want our kids to be older. We want them to remember. And I am here to literally say loud and proud that you are missing the mark if you do not take your kids at a prime time as early as under 3. And for me, there's so many reasons why. One of them is that we are creating core memories for our kids, no matter what age they are. You know, I'm in a mental health background and I share that because I just know that early childhood memories, those emotions of those memories are stored in our bodies. And so, you know, sometimes my family and friends who are looking to plan a trip will say, they won't remember, or I want them to be old enough to remember. Well, guess what? Your body remembers. They will always remember those feelings associated with Disney. And having taken kids under 3 before for several years in a row, I'm a byproduct of seeing those memories come alive. So I don't know. How do you feel about that, Lena? I'm curious how old your kids were when you first started taking them. And do you agree?
Oh, I definitely agree, because here's the thing. I can tell a difference between my youngest, who her first Disney World experience, she was 3, and my oldest, who was 10 at the time. So he was 10 when he first visited Disney World. And I can tell the difference between just how he views things and how his experience is totally different than my 3-year-old. My 3-year-old has so many core memories that she will come up to me and say, Mommy, when's the next time we're going to Disney World? So even though some of her first time memories were so young at 3 years old, she definitely has those memories to and those like nostalgia wanting to bring it back, versus my 10-year-old and my 7-year-old. Well, she's 10 now, but back then she was 7. They would have to look back at pictures and things and you know, souvenirs and all this stuff to try to like remember. So that's a huge thing. And then looking also back, I didn't take my 10-year-old when he was 3 because I was so overwhelmed. Back in our previous episode, we talked about how much we get into that overwhelming feeling of planning everything. And I missed that. I missed out on those opportunities to take him when he was young because I was just so overwhelmed. And I also thought I couldn't afford it, which is another thing that we can talk about in another episode as well. Looking through her eyes when she's on the teacups when she was 3, and then looking at her and thinking about, oh, I missed out on my older 2, having those experiences with them because I just was so overwhelmed and I thought I couldn't do it. Also, the thought of like, yeah, having to bring toddlers to Disney World seems daunting. But I'm so grateful to take to, you know, have the opportunity to take her at least when she was three, because I can see a difference 1000%.
That's awesome. I'm glad you can relate to that. And the other thing I think of too, having gone with little kids, like babies, is, oh my gosh, they are so easy. Like there was one year I wore my daughter in like the baby carrier, and she went on every ride with me sitting on my lap. Like, it's so easy to just, you know, if you have baby wearing kids, it's so easy to wear them to, you know, you don't have to buy them food. They're either breastfeeding or they're just drinking milk or whatever. So you can save money. And our listeners who are listening, if you didn't know this, kids under three are free. Hello, if you have a child who's under three and you and your partner or whoever desire to go to Disney, go, because it is going to be the cheapest trip you will ever take at Disney anyways while you have kids under three. Now with three kiddos who all cost money in Disney, sometimes we kick ourselves that we didn't go sooner when our oldest was under three, because, you know, that's such a great benefit when they're under the age of three and you don't have to pay for their ticket or, you know, food or any of those things. That's a really huge bonus that I think sometimes people don't think about because they let all of the other noise of going, you know, being overwhelmed in the way, getting that, or, you know, it gets in the way of them thinking of an overall trip. So those are a couple more benefits. Lena, what about attractions in Disney overall? Do you agree? I feel like there's a lot of attractions for kids that are little that don't have height requirements. Would you agree with that?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So that was the other thing that I think I had in my mind as a misconception, was that Disney World was like other amusement parks in that they have these massive roller coasters and all these rides that have height requirements. And so it probably, you know, is a huge factor in considering a family vacation. If you have little ones, how many things they can actually do and how much time and how much value are you getting for your money is a huge thing when planning a vacation. Just the fact that, like you, like Carla said, you were carrying your infant, you know, wrapped around you, and she can go on a lot of the boat rides and a lot of the rides, especially Magic Kingdom, that you all can experience it as a family together. I think that that's such a valuable thing when, especially when it comes to having multiple children and different ages, different age ranges. There's not a lot of amusement parks that are going to offer that, you know, that value and have that benefit.
Yeah, I think we forget. Or, I mean, we, us three don't, but Disney accommodates to little kids, right? So it is for big kids like us, and it is for kids all in between. But I think April has a unique perspective. I'd love to hear her share about her.
So I missed out on taking my kid under three. So we missed out on the free tickets. I didn't even know, never even thought about taking her to Disney World, because that feeling of changing diapers and having to pack diapers and worry about where she's going to sleep safely and all that just stopped me from wanting to go on vacation anywhere. And especially in the first year of her life when I was breastfeeding, oh my God, I didn't want to have to pack all that stuff. Once she was potty trained, we thought about it a little bit, but we were like a lot of our listeners out there who thought that Disney's too expensive and there's no way we can afford it. It's going to be a once in a lifetime trip. We're going to have to save up for it so much. And so we started looking into things. And our first experience, we went to just Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. We didn't do any other park days. That was our only ticket. We stayed offsite, which we will never do again, ever. It was horrible. We rented an Airbnb. My husband felt so unsafe. And also from his perspective, he hated having to get back in the car at 2 a.m. when we were leaving the party and try to navigate our way back out of the parks to where we were staying. It was just so inconvenient. We missed out on a lot of things our first trip. So then I was like, you know what? We deserve a better trip. So I started looking at things, doing research, and I found, oh, they have value resorts. And my first thought, like a lot of people, are probably like, oh, but a value resort, is it going to be clean? Is it going to be nice? Is there going to be decent food there? Or am I going to just feel like I'm staying at a cheap motel? Is it going to be worth it? We settled on Art of Animation, Little Mermaid rooms, and let me tell you why. We wanted to stay there because of the theming of the resort. The value resorts are all themed with like overwhelming, larger than life decorations, the pools, the rooms, and at Art of Animation, especially the Little Mermaid rooms, like you get to take a shower in Ariel's treasure trove. We chose that. It was not any more expensive than staying at like the beach for the weekend. At this point, when I look at going to Great Wolf Lodge, or I know Lena was sharing the other day that her family was looking at going to the Hershey Park in Pennsylvania and how expensive it is. Now I compare everything to, well, but I could stay at a value resort at Disney for that price. And I'd rather just go to Disney because some of the other things you guys touched on with the rides are not super scary. The rides are mostly encompassing to where babies being worn on your chest and young kids can enjoy them and ride them. Disney just caters to children and families. Those are misconceptions that I had planning our first trip. And now we don't really want to vacation anywhere else. And sometimes I even think of Six Flags. I told my husband the other day, I was like, they would never have this sort of like story going through the line. You're just standing in line for 3 hours, bored to tears. There's not the story and imagination behind it. So that's our experience.
I love that, April. I love that you have such different experiences, you know, but at the same time, we come back to the ending, which is the same life lesson, the same lesson, right? Yeah, I love that too. Like our very first year, I only had two kiddos, and we did stay at Art of Animation in a family suite, and it was phenomenal. Like the big blue pool, and just we loved it. The theming was just amazing. It's all we knew. And I do want to share too, because I have had families, a large amount of kids, newborns all the way up until, you know, like maybe 10, who've stayed off property. And again, a whole nother episode for another day. And I have told them, like, let me help you with a value resort, which is phenomenal. And then once you're there, you've got transportation, because if you think about it, babies need to be in car seats, and then there's parking and all of that. Once you're in the Disney bubble, you know, assuming you stay on resort, like you don't need any of that. You can carry your baby, you've got your stroller. The Disney transportation is such a perk for families with little kids. Our family in particular, we do splurge. This is the only family vacation that we take a year. And so we choose to stay on the monorail, where we have walking access to Magic Kingdom, and the monorail goes to Epcot. And so for our family, we will rent a double stroller, and then we'll bring a single jogger stroller. And I will tell you right now, convenience always wins for our family over, you know, time, money, and cost. And yes, like we, you know, we work hard to be able to try and pay it off. And our rule is we cannot book a new trip unless we've paid off the previous one. And, you know, so I just share that because, you know, there are promos. And sometimes when you have little kids, you can get a better room that is more affordable, even at like a deluxe resort or a moderate, or of course a value when you have kids, especially if they're under three that are staying with you. And so there's just a variety of different reasons why I cannot stress enough that traveling with small kids is, you know, in some ways it is easy once you've done it a handful of times. And that's what we're here for, is to help, you know, our families that are listening navigate this with small kids. And there are so many benefits to being able to take your small children to Disney that just outweigh any of those myths that you convince yourself are true as to why you should wait.
Oh yeah, I can 100% agree, because I remember one day we decided to stay off-site. Like April, we were like, you know, we'll just stay off-site. The driving and the car seats and all of that, it's just was so unmanageable that we just decided never again, we're not going to do this again. Even just like the stroller aspect on top of that, on top of the car seats and packing all your things, It was just way too overwhelming. And I think that staying on site makes it so easy for parents who have little ones, with like toddlers, babies, even 4 to 6 years old. They make things so easy for you and so convenient that it's just really a no-brainer to stay on site. And the fact that it's really there for you, like it's unlike a lot of the other destinations that you can go to as a family.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I just wanted to add in real quick to that. Lena's talking about car seats and strollers and things. We as travel agents can also book you from airport to your resort on a bus that doesn't require car seats. So you don't even have to try to lug those on the plane, because imagine you've got two or three kids like you guys do. And even for us, just having one kid, when we do have to bring the car seat, oh my gosh, it's such a hassle. You don't want to forget it. If you check it, you're scared that it's going to get broken or lost or whatever. And so we can help you navigate that from beginning to end and get you to your resort in the best possible way for your families.
Absolutely. And part of our planning services includes giving tips like these. Like, we send out itineraries for our families and giving these tips of like how to even pack for small kids. Like, I can tell you all about that. I mean, we have a system where, we pack our outfits in Ziploc bags and we label them each day to make each morning very easy, and what to put in your park bag and park bag necessities for, small kids. Like, those are all services that we provide for our families for free, of course. And this is just a tiny little taste of, what we can offer in sharing traveling with small kids at Disney in today's episode. But there is so much more that we can offer on a grand scale when we're helping you plan your trip. So hopefully, hearing this episode encourages you to think about the question of like, why wait? Like, why wait? If you're telling yourself, oh, we have to wait until John John's this age and JoJo's this age or whatever, why? For one reason that's stopping you. And the other, last message that I want to share is that my husband and I talk about this all the time. These trips are just as much for us as they are for our kids. Like, if that isn't a reason enough to go, then I don't know what is, because then we can actually see and feel these memories through our kids being built, even if you're worried that your kids are not going to remember it, which internally their body always will, right? But what about you? Like, it is, trust me, we act like little kids as soon as we get in that Disney bubble, and we just are bringing our kids along with us, and they happen to enjoy it too. So I feel like we often forget that this trip is a family experience. It's just as much mom and your parents and whoever are taking them than it is, just about our kiddos. They're going to enjoy it no matter what, but we also get a chance to enjoy it too. So just want to share that perspective.
I agree, because I mean, I gotta tell you, even as an adult, like I love seeing Mickey Mouse, and I'm like, hi, Mickey Mouse, and like, can I give you a hug? Can I take a picture? I mean, so it's just as much fun for us, the adults, and even like I'm sure a lot of moms will say the husbands are kind of resistant. They don't want to be there. My husband's kind of the same. He fusses, he complains, he says it's too expensive, it's too hot, it's whatever. And but then when we get there, he totally opens up and acts like a kid, and he wants to build the lightsabers and he wants to do all the things, and he has the best time. So, yeah, I think that that's really true for all of us. It's not just for the kids.
100%, I agree too. And I was just going to add that, like we were saying, that it's for the adult as much as for the kids. But when comparing it to a lot of other vacations that we've had as a family, these are the vacations that everyone gets that enjoyment. Everyone, there's something there for them. They all have different little pieces that they really enjoy. Like, one of my kids is really an animal lover. One of my kids loves the thrill rides. One of them doesn't. And there's something there for my husband and I. So we all can enjoy it together. And that is just chef's kiss. Perfect.
Absolutely. It's definitely not like taking your kids to Washington, D.C. and visiting museums or whatnot. So, I would agree 100%. There's a piece of something for everybody. And with that being said, we wanted to end today's episode and just thank you guys for tuning in and listening to us again. We hope you'll join us. Please like and follow us on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. You can follow us on Instagram at Magical Moms Travel Podcast. You can get a free quote in the show notes. And stay tuned for the next episode, where we'll dive into all things Disney. I hope you have a wonderful afternoon. And remember, with a little pixie dust and the help of a travel agent, your Disney vacation dreams can become a reality. Until next time, may your travels be filled with magic and memories.